Testing. Hey, fellas.
Hey, Earthlings.
Welcome.
This is episode 5
of the Half Smart Podcast.
And my name's Marcus.
It's Noah here.
And we have spoon and teeth whitener microphones.
We start from the bottom, and we're still at the bottom. But you know, hey, maybe we'll get there. Christmas time rolls around, maybe mom and dad will buy some new mics.
Yeah, maybe we'll get some money, scrape some money together, and we'll have a good time. But this is a true underdog story, and right now...
we're just drinking some Coronas in the garage, vaping, talking. I think you guys want to listen. I mean, all 16, 30 of you, whoever's out there listening, you know, feel free to share us around with your friends and say good things about us, say bad things.
Feel free to just pass us around, man. We're down to being used.
Yeah. Smash and pass us. We're called the Super Nugget Bros. That's our nickname. Yeah. We have no idea what we're going to be talking about tonight, but...
We got together Friday night, super moon.
You know, Friday night, nothing going on. Losers.
But that's fair, though, because last Friday night, I went out, and I was like, dude, I don't want to hang out with... I like the people I was hanging out with, but, like, other than that, I was like, dude, like, these people suck here, man. I'm not trying to chase any of these girls. I'm not, like...
the last few times I've gone out, I'm just like, man, this is, like... not as fun as I'd hoped it to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's fun when you just, like, you're with your friends, you're just chilling with your friends, and you don't, like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I can't wait till this place is up and running.
Yeah.
And then just, like, have parties here every now and then, you know, because it's fun to just chill in the garage, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Drink some beer, like, literally just a fridge full of unlimited beer.
That's never a bad thing, man.
It's like a garage that's full of beer and pre-workout.
Yeah, it's a sweet garage, dude.
Yeah, I like it. It's like my own little space. Tomorrow, me and Marcus and my dad are going to go hit legs. Brandon will be there. He ain't going to hit legs because he's got a broken ankle. He'll be there doing some upper body shit. I can respect it, you know?
No joke, Brandon broke his ankle playing basketball.
Marcus crossed him and he fucking broke his ankle. Sad but true story.
It's a true underdog story. He's going to make a good comeback.
Yeah. Brandon needs a good comeback, you know?
He does. He'll be good, man.
I want him to put on some mass.
Yeah, he could do that.
He's like, oh, I'm getting fat. I'm like, you weigh 120 pounds soaking wet. You ain't fat, bitch. You need to get to like 160.
Yeah. He'll get there if he keeps at it.
I've been trying to eat a lot. Like, when I make my lunches, I'll pack that shit full. I'll have two, like, full meals of rice and meat and broccoli.
Yeah.
I'll do, like, two yogurts, like a couple bagels and cream cheese. Like, I'm fucking going at it.
Yeah, you know, I don't even intentionally try to eat more, but, like, I just do.
I feel like working out makes you way more hungrier.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when you watch, like, real bodybuilders and you see what they eat, it's fucking ridiculous. There's this YouTube video, it's like, you should look up, if you're listening, you should look up this video. It's like Brian Shaw cheat, like,
oh,
Brian Shaw cheat day, like, or like, not even cheat day, like, he just says Brian Shaw eats 12,000 calories in one day or something like that.
Dude, he's fucking 20,000 huge calories, though.
Yeah, he goes to breakfast and he eats like two smothered burritos, and then he like has a cup of orange juice. And then after that, he goes and he eats, like, a box of Krispy Kremes.
Yeah.
Like, dude, this guy's putting away calories.
Dude, I was going to ask you, dude, what are some podcasts that you've been listening to? Share some of that stuff.
Oh, man, I've been on this podcast lately. It's fucking good. It's like a Dr. Phil podcast.
Yeah.
It's like a murder mystery Dr. Phil.
Oh.
He talked about the whole thing about Gypsy Rose. So I learned about Gypsy Rose.
What do you know about Gypsy Rose?
So Gypsy Rose is that girl whose mom like made her think she was sick and stay in the wheelchair. You've probably seen the movie.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Movie about it. Well, like it was, so she like basically met some dude on the internet and had him come and murder her mom. And jeez. Then like part of his deal was that he was gonna rape her mom's dead body. But she's like, no, you can rape me. I don't want you to rape my mom. So then she like gets there, tells her to shave everything. She shaves everything. He fucking kills her mom. And then he, after that, like literally just leaves the body, goes next to the next room, rapes her, and then they both leave together, and they go to the hotel, and then they make a sex tape at the hotel.
What?
And they send the murder weapon in the mail to his house, and then they show up at his house, and she, like, to throw the police off the trail, she posts a post on her mom's Facebook, because they shared a Facebook, so it's like, I fucking killed that bitch, she's dead,
blah, oh, blah, man. Blah.
So, like, because she didn't want her body to rot. She wanted the police to find it, so she says all that shit. It's, like, fucking ridiculous story. I was like...
That's crazy, dude.
It's a sad story, too, though. It's, like, and she's, like, happy. She's in jail, and she's happy because it's, like, better than being trapped in a mental prison from her mom.
Wow. That's intense, man.
Yeah, I had to take a break. I had to take a break from, like, Joe Rogan because, like...
Yeah.
I love Joe Rogan, but, dude, after a while, it's like, oh, my God.
Well, I mean, yeah, he has really long episodes, too. He has
really long episodes, and not only that, like, most of his show is, like, him sucking his guest's dick. Like, oh, dude, that's so cool of you. That's so awesome of you. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm the biggest Joe Rogan fan, but, like,
yeah.
I had to take a break because it'd be like, I couldn't even learn anything because it'd just be him like, yeah, man, that's awesome. That's so cool. I'm like. Okay, I fucking get it.
Dude, do you listen to Impact Theory at all? Mm-mm. You should try that one, man. I described that as people. His name's Tom Bailu. He's the one. I think he founded Quest. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But he has a podcast and he talks to all these guys and his like basically his main theory, his main like thing that he wants to talk about is like maximizing the human potential and the human mind. So he gets all these guys to, like, talk about how they, like, got to where they are and, like, what they do to, like, what makes them who they are. And it's a cool, I don't know, I get a lot out of it.
Yeah, yeah. I always try to, like, listen to stuff that's, like, gonna, like, enhance me. Like, audiobooks. I haven't listened to a lot of audiobooks. I have been, like, off and on, but one I've been kind of listening to is called, it's called Broken Open. It's about, like, a guy. His name's, like, David or something. He's like a ultra runner, but like he used to be like a fat, overweight alcoholic, and he's
damn.
Like switched to like ultra running, and he just tells a story of like what he's feeling when he's running, and it's like ridiculous. Like they're running for hundreds of miles.
That's
and
crazy.
He's like, he's like hallucinating. And
that's what that's what David Goggins talks about, dude. About like reaching the state where it's like people aren't used to. You don't know what it's like to go that far, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that I feel, like, that crazy in the gym, but sometimes, like, I feel like there's those people that work out, and they just work out, and then there's people that push themselves when they work out. I feel like we're those kind of people, and, like, when you're pushing yourself when you work out, it's another thing. It's not like, you know, you go to the gym, you're like, man, you could lower the weight and make it easier and just do the reps, but instead you up the weight and make the reps harder, and you're physically, like, when you're physically... The last rep is the last rep. That's that's when you know you're pushing. Like the other day, I've never had anyone spot me on shoulder press with dumbbells, but I was like, told my dad, I was like, spot me on this because I like this is a lot of weight. And I'm trying to put it up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I mean, it's not a lot of weight like compared to like a pro, anyone really.
Yeah, but for you, it was a lot,
and I was like, fucking, let's do this. I want to push myself. You know, like. Bench press, squat, you know, whatever it is, like.
Dude, no, yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, if I don't leave the gym like sweating or like knowing that I had a good workout, like I'm like, dude, why did I even go there, man? Like,
yeah,
like, I'm not there to fucking play patty cake and hold someone's hand, dude.
I think like over the last like 2 years, I think this last 6 months I've gotten really serious. But before that, I'd be like, I work out and I wouldn't. Really sweat that much, but now I feel like when we work out, especially if we're working out together, like I'm sweating, like I'm fucking dripping in sweat, and that's how you know you're really fucking working out, like because you can lift a lot of weight and not sweat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you're like fucking sweating, man, that's you know you're fucking getting after it.
Yeah, for sure, dude. It feels good too. Yeah. like working out. I mean, we wake up hella early. I have a lot of energy during the day, dude, and like I do a lot of shit still.
Yeah, I feel like even with the amount of sleep I get, I still get shit done. And
Yeah.
like, I don't want to say it. I don't like when, like, when someone says, "Oh, I don't have the time," and
Yeah.
then I think of all the stuff I do in my day, and then I'm like, "You have the time. You don't want to do it."
Dude, you know what my least favorite excuse is that I'm tired. Like, dude, fucking everyone's tired, dude. Like,
Yeah.
you're gonna say you're tired, you're just gonna get more tired. Like,
One of the things I listen to is like, doesn't matter if you're tired or if you're having a bad workout,
yeah.
because in reality you can't have a killer workout every workout. You gotta just go to the gym and you gotta get that shit done, even if it's just your brain's on auto mode and you're just
Yeah.
getting this shit done. Yeah, some workouts you're gonna fucking kill it. Some workouts are gonna be mediocre. Some workouts are gonna suck, but you gotta get your ass there and you just gotta do it. Like the other day I did chat. You guys weren't there, and it like kind of it like threw me off. So I was just doing chest and back by myself, and like I was pushing myself pretty hard, but the whole time I was like, I was hating it for some reason.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling it, and I was like, I still gotta get this shit done. And then towards
Yeah.
the end, I started to really like, I enjoyed it. But sometimes when I work out, like the first set, the first like superset, it kind of like, ooh, it drags on, and then after that, like something kicks in, and I'm just like,
No, I know what
let's
you're saying,
fucking get
dude.
after it.
It is harder to lift by yourself or work
It
out by
really is.
yourself.
Like you can do it, but yeah, like when you're there, my dad's there, it's just a little boost. Like it's not even like,
Yeah.
it's like if you're doing it, I'm gonna do it. You know what I mean? And then like
Well, it's
today,
like looking beside you. You're doing the same workout, and you're not gonna just fucking say, "Oh, dude, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not gonna do that this time." Like,
yeah.
what, dude?
Oh
Come on,
man,
man.
today, like literally all I could think about today was how I didn't work out this morning. Legit. And like that's called the championship mindset. But yeah, I almost left work early just so I could go work out, because I was like fucking pissed I missed the workout. I was like, fuck, god damn
Damn.
it. But then I was like just convincing myself, like it's okay, take a rest day and then just fucking work out. Just work out
Yeah.
tomorrow, work out the next day, work out, let's go. But yeah, like our goal is achievable, but it's a slow process, especially when it comes to like bodybuilding. I wouldn't say we're bodybuilders, but we're definitely trying to gain muscle, get bigger, look better. So yeah, it's just a slow process of just going and going. Because like if you take a look at my body now, I don't really have any good pictures to reference from when I very first started, but dude, the difference is insane. Like my legs, my everything, like even like if someone doesn't see me for a while and then they see me, like, oh, looking bigger, looking, like you just
Yeah.
like that, like you look. Look, one of my goals was to be able to walk around and have someone look at me and be like, "Oh, that guy probably works out." You know what I mean? Like someone be
Yeah.
able to tell you're actually, going to the gym.
I mean, it takes a while for anything to look different, though, too,
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it doesn't just fucking happen overnight. One of my favorite sayings about like bodybuilding, working out is Rome wasn't built in a day. So neither is your body, Like you just gotta get after it. And you look at like the pro bodybuilders, just the people who really look good. You ask them how long they've been lifting, 5 years. Like they don't
Yeah.
just come out and look like that. Even if you're on steroids, you don't just come out and look like that. Like it
No,
takes
yeah.
work, it takes time. Like, and even if you do take steroids, you're not gonna end up looking like crazy jacked unless you're really putting in the work.
That's true, dude. My goal, I don't want to be a bodybuilder or anything. I just want to get bigger. And I just wanted to feel like an athlete again.
That's
And
what I'm,
I feel
yeah.
like athletic for the first time in a while, which is cool. Like,
I'm not saying we want to get big like a
yeah.
bodybuilders, but I'm saying like, you want to get bigger. I want to get bigger. We want to get stronger. We want to look leaner up. We want to look better. Like, you want to be able to put up more weight like than the average person because you're putting in the work. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
for
Like,
sure.
that's what I'm saying. Like, we want to basically when next year comes around, we're at the beach. We walk around looking like studs.
Squatting 350, benching 200 plus.
I want to bench 225. That's 245, so I'm just saying. Like by the end of the year.
I think you could do that, dude.
Want to squat 345 on each side by the end of the year.
Oh, you could do that.
I'm thinking tomorrow. So tomorrow will be leg day. I think I want to do like, I want to try to get the squat rack early. And it's Saturday, so probably no one's gonna be there. So hopefully we can get the squat rack early, because I want that to be our first exercise instead of our last.
Yeah.
Because that when it's our last, it's harder.
True. I'm down for that. That sounds fun.
You ever like that T Nation thing I sent you? They put out a lot of good shit on like body, like working out and gaining muscle and stuff. It's pretty interesting. Like some, I have a hard time reading, but I'll try to pay attention to that and read that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Well, oh guys, check out, look for our Drink Local Puke Local
IGVTV videos.
Yeah, we're gonna start doing that like weekly, hopefully.
Yeah, this is just like a little snippet episode. We just wanted to throw together something for you guys. But yeah, we've been, it's hard for us not to talk about working out, because literally, like, we've been working out and working. That's kind of what we've been doing. And then we'll come and we'll podcast every now and then. We're trying to stay up, stay more active on the podcast game, just because, you know, the more you put out, the more you're going to get listeners, you know. So just keep listening and keep promoting us to your friends. Just,
yeah.
Just follow us on Instagram, like us, like, on whatever.
We have good interviews lined up too. We just got to get space together.
Yeah, we're working on the space here at my place. Gonna get a real like setup going and stuff. And once that real setup's put in, the real microphones are in, like, there's no ceiling. You know what I mean? Like, we can, once this place is legit set up, it will look nice. Like, it will be a good, it will be like where, hey, come on over to the garage studio, and you come over and you'll be like, oh shit, like,
it's like these guys are big time.
Yeah, they're not fucking around. Like, we'll get some good interviews in, you know. We can talk to bodybuilders, we can talk to steroid users, we can fucking talk to whoever we fucking want, because we have, all you have to do in this world is ask.
Yeah, that's true.
There's not a lot of naysayers, and, you know, I mean, like,
and try, you just gotta,
like,
try.
You just gotta put yourself out there. Like a lot of times, like, I'll be honest, sometimes, like, when I, like, from my mindset is, if I see a product that I want to try, before I buy it, I email the owner and just ask if I can try it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Hey, I lift a lot. I want to see what your product's all about. See if you'll send me free samples. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I do. JNX Sports just sent me a bunch of free samples because I asked about them. You know, it's that easy. Like just like with interviews, ask the Cliptic owner, hey, can we get an interview? Yep, that worked out fucking easy. Like,
yeah, dude.
It's really just putting yourself out there to get the interview, to get the product, to get the sponsorship. Like, this podcast is not actively searching sponsors, but me as just a person, I'll ask companies before I buy their shit if I can try it, just because, you know, why not? Who the fuck cares? It's not a big deal to ask.
No, yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, if you got some company you want to work for, you want to sponsor, you ask them. They could say, dude, no, but they could also say yes. And
what's a fucking no? Like,
yeah, you're literally emailing them. You're not going face to face. You know what I mean?
Like, or even if you go face to face, dude, like, if you want something, go for it, dude. Who fucking cares what anyone else says? You know,
put yourself out there.
Just go for it, dude.
Dreams are achievable, and that's what I was kind of thinking about today. I was watching some high school football highlights, and I was just like, man, I wish I had the same attitude now. Back then, I would have definitely tried a lot harder. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, for sure.
It takes a little bit to grow up and realize you're, like, now it's more like just, like, getting stronger, working out. But, like, back then, if you think about it, me, you, anyone could have put in a lot more effort to become better at sports or whatever, and really could have, like, went somewhere with it. Like, I'm not saying I could have went anywhere with it, like, crazy where, but I could have fucking went to the gym, could have practiced harder. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, definitely.
If you just apply yourself, anything's possible.
It's true. I wish I would have learned that earlier, but now I know, man. And we'll leave you at that. Just fucking try. Go at it.
Smart podcast. Get after it. Go after it. Give us a listen. Give us a share.
Stay tuned for some real shit.
Yeah.
Cheers.